translation. According to the different modes of material nature, the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of darkness, there are different living creatures who are known as demigods, human beings, and hellish living entities. O king, even a particular mode of nature, being mixed with the other two, is divided into three. And thus each kind of living creature is influenced by the other modes and acquires its habits also. So please repeat after me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The living entities individually are being conducted by a particular mode of nature. But at the same time, there is every chance of their being influenced by the other two. Generally, all conditioned souls in the material engagement are influenced by the mode of passion, because every one of them is trying to lord it over the material nature to fulfill his individual desire. But in spite of the individual mode of passion, there is always the chance of being influenced by the other modes of nature by association. If one is in good association, he can develop the mode of goodness. And if one is in bad association, he may develop the mode of darkness or ignorance. Nothing is stereotyped. One can change his habit by good or bad association. And one has to become intelligent enough to discriminate between good and bad. The best association is the service of the devotees of the Lord. And by that association, one can become the highest qualified man by the grace of the Lord's pure devotees. As we have already seen in the life of Srila Narad Muni, he became the topmost devotee of the Lord simply by the association of pure devotees of the Lord. By birth, he was the son of a maidservant, and he had no knowledge of his father and no academic education, even of the lowest status. But simply by associating with the devotees and by eating the remnants of their foodstuff, he gradually developed the transcendental qualities of the devotees. By such association, his taste for chanting and hearing the transcendental glories of the Lord became prominent. And because the glories of the Lord are non-different from the Lord, he got direct association with the Lord by means of sound representation. Similarly, there is the life of Ajamil in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, who was the son of a brahmana and was educated and trained properly in the discharge of the duties of a brahmana, but who, in spite of all this, because he had contacted the bad association of a prostitute, was put into the path of the lowest quality of chandala, or the last position for a human being. Therefore, the Bhagavatam always recommends the association of the Mahat, or the great soul, for opening the gate of salvation. To associate with persons who engage in lording it over the material world means to enter into the darkest region of hell. One should try to raise himself by the association of the great soul. That is the way of the perfection of life. Om Gyanan Timirandasya Gyanan Gyana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vaidamaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahakana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Shri Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Lalita Vishakam Vitam Sa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vairvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a wonderful verse today, and first I would like to seek our senior Vaishnav's blessings so that I can speak something of value to some of the newcomers in our gathering today. I believe we have some 7 days, challenge of becoming a monk. Am I right? Trying to become a monk? Monk challenge, okay. Monk challenge. Okay. So welcome to all of you, and hopefully you'll get inspired to continue associating with devotees, because that's the today's verse, we have a choice in life, we have a choice. So I'm going to hopefully pass my phone, if I can find it. Yes. Have a look at this photograph, because it will tell us what is happening. Can you pass this to the crowd? For those in the media, we are pulled by three strings, three modes of material nature. We are always pulled by, like a puppet, the puppeteer. We are always in these modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. So neither of them is prominent as such. They're always mixed up. So have a look at this picture. It is very nicely portrayed that we are always in different modes. So here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that if you associate with good people, like Narad Muni's example is given, that is in Canto 1, there are 12 cantos in the Bhagavatam. And then Narad Muni is in the 6th chapter, and he says his story about how he became a devotee. So he was associating with the sages, because his mother was serving the sages, and he was just only a 5-year-old boy. But because he was associating, hearing from the sages, so he was associating with them. Then he was also taking the Mahaprasad, when a sage or sannyasis, when they, senior devotees, when they have prasadam, and then hopefully leave some remnants, and if we are lucky enough to get some remnants, then we can advance in Krishna consciousness. So everyone generally fights for this Mahaprasadam. And here we also have the deities. So we have Mahaprasadam. At the moment, the lordships, they're actually honoring the prasadam, the bhoga. So that bhoga then transfers into prasadam. Krishna actually glances. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord, he can see and eat and do anything with any of the 6 senses. That's Krishna, that's the Lord. So here, behind the curtain, Krishna is actually just glancing at the offering in front of him. And just by glancing, he's changing the bhoga into prasadam. This is actually happening now as we speak. So, but when the bhoga offering is finished, it will be probably about 8:10, then it will be taken out of the altar into that room, which is called the pujari room. So it's transferred. And that prasadam you'll all be getting later on. So isn't that nice? Mahaprasadam. So Narad Muni was very lucky. He was getting Mahaprasadam. What happened one day is that he was only guided, or he was dependent on his mother. And the mother actually went out to get some fruit or flowers for worship of the Lord and the sages. But one day what happened is that a serpent bit the mother, Narad Muni's mother. And the serpent, because of the poison, she died. So the way the scriptures say is, can I have my phone back, possible? There's a reference in there, if possible. I'll tell you what happens to Narad Muni, yes? Okay, there it is. Okay, on 169, text 9. Once upon a time, my poor mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent, influenced by the supreme time. Okay, so this is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. You know, recently I lost my father-in-law, and then everyone, you know, who's very close to him, Purushottam Mehta, obviously they feel that they've lost a person. Yes? Somebody they loved. But the lesson to learn here is that he is actually moved on to the next stage. He was actually chanting the holy name and we followed. So he started chanting after we were reading Bhagavad Gita. And we didn't chant until that point. He started chanting and we followed. So he was leading the kirtan. And after that kirtan, he left his body. So that's a good way of leaving, you know, the material world. But the point is, you know, after 12 days, you know, after the passing away, we do ceremony for another 12 days. We keep chanting and doing kirtan. And everyone was so, because most people are not Krishna conscious. But when they hear Krishna katha means topics about Krishna, either in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is called Krishna katha. We actually just said what is in the Bhagavad Gita. And people were just amazed. Oh, this is what happens? You know, and slowly, when you learn about God, Krishna, you get this confidence that, oh, it's not only one person who's passed away, actually, he's actually moved on to serve Krishna. You know, we get a higher understanding. We don't just keep lamenting. We know he's gone to a higher planet, Krishna's planet. So here, Narad Muni is saying, this is the way of dragging a sincere, a purport by Srila Prabhupada rather. Prabhupada is saying, when somebody dies in the family or somebody close to you dies, look at it in a positive way. So here, Prabhupada is saying, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother. And yet, the mother was taken away, taken from the world by the supreme will of the Lord. Right? In order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. So before he was depending on mother. Now he's depending on Krishna. All of you here for the week or whatever, 1 week, you're depending on Krishna and his devotees to guide you. Am I right? Are you having a good time so far? Yes, some are saying yes, some are smiling, and it looks like, are you getting prasadam? Are you getting enough prasadam? That's the main thing. Prasadam. Okay, so here on the text 10, how does Narad Muni take it? So, I took this as a special mercy of the Lord. So, when something bad happens, we should always look at Krishna's hand. If somebody likes somebody and then there's a divorce, or you know, the girlfriend leaves you, yeah, or the boyfriend leaves, yeah, always think it's the Krishna's hand in there. Always think positive. Don't keep lamenting and ruining your life. Or as some of stories I heard, this person was in love with this girl, and then she left him, and then he decided, okay, I have to go to the pub and just keep drinking, you know, because I loved her so much, you know, I can't forget her. So he goes to the pub and keeps drinking and drinking. So then eventually what happens? His liver goes. Then he's now got liver damage. So there's no good results, is there? When you do something bad, you get bad results. So anyway, here what does he say? I took this as a special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. So he travels various places and he has full confidence in Krishna and the words of the sages. So there's the story of Narad Muni and you know, how he associates with devotees and what he learns from that. So in the future, in the next life, he actually, or in that life, he, because he was transfixed on Krishna, Krishna comes to him and says, you know, you're doing well, but, and then Narad Muni gets some attachment to see Krishna, and then he wanted to see more, and Krishna disappears. Now, why does he do that? He tries to increase the love of the devotee for Krishna. By separating, he's increasing the love for him, for Krishna. So that's the lesson to learn from Narad Muni. And then the other purport is about Ajamil. Ajamil is the other extreme. He was a good, educated Brahmana. He had education, he had a family, he had everything, he had a wife. Everything was going nicely. But what happened is that he was walking, he was collecting some, again, similar thing, like Narad Muni, he went to collect something. But on the way, he saw a low-class person engaged with a prostitute. So what happened there is that we all have different anarthas in our body. And they are dormant at the moment. So the lusty desire in Ajamil's heart, that dormant lusty desire came up, sprouted. I don't know, do you know cold sore? How do you get a cold sore? It's a virus, you know, it's dormant in our body. It's called herpes simplex. That virus actually comes up and it appears here. And that's a dangerous virus, herpes. So if you do get herpes, cold sore, but if you have a girlfriend or a girlfriend has a boyfriend or whatever, but if you kiss, then he gets it. That's that virus. It's a very serious virus. But anyway, the point here we are trying to say about Ajamil is that he associated with a prostitute and he lost all sense, good sense, because of that lusty desire. So he left his wife, he had a nice family, etc. But he had 10 children. And the youngest of the family, he called him Narayan. Narayan. So that's the name of Krishna, Narayan. So what happened is that when he was 88 and committed so many sinful activities during that time, long time, because prostitutes, they don't just love you. They love the money. So you have to keep on getting money by hook or crook and satisfy the needs of the prostitute. So he used to steal, he used to do this, that, you know, all the things which are unimaginable. He had to do it in order to keep the prostitute. So all these bad things, then of course, at the end of the life, what happens is that there are people called Yamaraj, these agents, they're called Yamadutas, Yamadutas. So they're agents of Yamaraj. So their responsibility is to pick up all of us, yeah, but maybe not all of us, because some of you are pure devotees, so we'll come to that story. But anyway, so Yamaraj's duty is to come, pick us up, and then whatever sinful actions we've done, we get punishment for it. And that is described in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah? There are different hellish planets. So if you've done this one, you go here. If you raped a lady or woman here, you get this reaction. You know, so many reactions. If you killed somebody, then, you know, there is a murder charge. But here, And nowadays it's life sentence, but before it was capital punishment. But that in a way clears their sinful reactions and it's quick. But nobody believes in that anymore. But in the past that was the system. But anything bad you do, you get a reaction. Anything good, you get a reaction, but good reaction. You get a bad reaction or a good reaction. So here, what happened is that because Ajamil Prabhu actually saw some evil spirits coming. So he saw this Yamadutas actually. So he was crying out the name of Narayan. He was only calling his son's name, but because the way he said it, it was so powerful, it just went through all the spheres and went to Krishna Lok. Krishna heard that. So he sends his agents called Vishnu Dutas. So Vishnu Dutas came and they stopped the Yamadutas taking the soul from Ajamil's body. And Yamadutas was completely taken aback. Yamadutas thought they had a job to do and somebody stopping them. Who are these beautiful four spiritual personalities? They're very bright and powerful and four-handed and extremely, extremely beautiful. So they went to their spiritual master, who's Yamaraj. So Yamadutas asked them, I thought you're the boss, you know, you, whatever you tell us, we do. And nobody stopped us until now. So who are these four Vishnudutas? So then there's a story, dialogue between Yamadutas and his servants called Yamaraj and Yamadutas. Now just to put something in perspective, Yamaraj is one of the 12 people who know about religious principles. So there are 12 associates. They are called Mahajans. So we'll just repeat who are the 12 Mahajans. Okay? Quickly. We shall come to that. 1 minute. It is here. Let's see. Anyway, I remember. There's a Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu. So Swayambhu is Lord Brahma. These are 12 people who know the religious principles. Swayambhu, Narada is Narada. We just discovered Narada. And then Sambhu is Lord Shiva. A lot of people have heard about Lord Shiva. Yeah, Shankar. So that's Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Kapilo, Manu. Kapilo is Lord Kapila. He's in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a nice story. He talks to his mother, Devahuti. So Kapila, Manu. Manu is Swayambhuva Manu. He's the sort of first, like Adam and Eve. Swayambhuva Manu is the first man. And his wife is Satarupa, first lady, Adam, Eve. Yes, you can relate to that, possibly. And then Swayambhuva Manu. And then Swayambhuva Manu, Kapilo. We've done that. Kapilo, Manu. Who is the next one? Anyway, then Bhishma, Janaka, Prahlada, Bhishma, Janaka. So Prahlad is, we haven't talked about him today. But Prahlad is, again, a five-year-old boy, but he's very devoted to Krishna. He's a good example of us to follow. Prahlad, Janaka. Janaka is a king. Janak, he was the father of Sita. It's a whole story of Ramayana, and that story comes there. Janak was a proper sage as well as a king. So he's called Raja Rishi. He's very special, Raja Rishi. And Janaka, Bhishma is grandfather Bhishma. He comes in the Mahabharata. He's very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. But he's on the opposite side of Krishna. So at one time, you know, Krishna, Bhishma Pita, grandfather Bhishma, he promised Duryodhan, who was on the other side of Arjun. There are two people fighting, Arjun, Pandavas, and the other side is Duryodhan and Kauravas. So Duryodhan said to grandfather Bhishma, it doesn't look like you're on our side because you're always favoring the Pandavas. why don't you kill them once and for all? So he promised that next day he will kill them. So these arrows were coming from Grandfather Bhishma to Arjun, towards Arjun. And Krishna always saves his devotees. So what did Krishna do? Krishna got off the chariot, picked the wheel up, and he was going to kill Bhishma, Grandfather Bhishma. So there's a story, but there's another Leela. But that's chivalry, you know. Krishna wants to fight and Bhishma wants to fight. So that's another story in the Mahabharata. So that's Bhishma Pita. And then who else? Vyasaki. Vyasaki is Sukadev Goswami. And myself, he says, myself. So that's Yamaraj. This is Yamaraj speaking. And we missed one out in the earlier one. Vyasaki. Oh yes, Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is another fantastic Mahajan because he knows all the principles. So he actually went against his spiritual master. Normally we don't go against our spiritual master. But when something happens where Krishna says, do this, then Krishna is priority. You know, it's highest is Krishna. So in that example, Bali Maharaj actually, he promised 3 steps of land. But he gave 2 steps by giving the earthly planet, and the second step he gave the spiritual planets, above heavenly planets. And third step, he didn't have any. Because he gave everything he had. So third step he said, okay, you can put your foot on my head. So he totally surrendered. That was Bali Maharaj. So we talked about 12 Mahajans. Anyway, now we should talk about satsang and asatsang. So let's talk about asatsanga. Asatsanga, in again Srimad Bhagavatam 5, canto 5, verse number 5, canto 5, verse chapter 5 and verse number 2, it says one can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. So how do we do that? We contact Mahatmas in the temple, you contact devotees. They are called Mahatmas in one way. Yes? So you contact, associate with devotees, you're doing good work. When you associate with materialistic people, then actually you'll get that in your mind. So here it says, Asat Sangha Tyaga, E Vaishnava Achar, Sri Sanghi Eka Asatu, Krishna Bhakta Ara. To remain unattached to the material modes of nature, one should avoid association with those who are asat. Now what does asat mean? Materialistic people. There are 2 types. One is attached to women and sense gratification. In our example, who did that? Ajamil did that. Okay? So, and the other is a simply a non-devotee. So one who is not a Krishna conscious devotee, you associate with him, then he will take you to the pub, or he'll tell you, take a cigarette, or this, or that, yeah? So, that's a non-devotee. But on the other side, the positive side, one has to associate with the Mahatma. So, that's what we are trying to teach. A link between the last verse and today's class. Basically, there are 8.4 million species of life. So there's 8,400,000 species of life. Would you like to know who they are or how it's divided? Would you like to learn a bit? Yes? There are 900,000, almost a million, aquatics, you know, whale and fish and different types. And there's 2 million trees. Did you know? 2 million different types of trees. 1.1 million insects. 1 million birds, different types of birds. 3 million animals. 3 million different types of animals. Amazing. And only 400,000 human beings. Human bodies. 400,000. So comparatively, it's very, very low. Yeah? That information we get from another literature called Padma Puran. So if you... There's so many nice things. So here, I'm going to read this verse. It's in Bhagavad Gita, text, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse number 8. Sariram yad apnoti yakchapi utramatiswaraha Kritvaitani samyati vayur kandan ivashayat. The living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another as the air carries aromas. Thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying that if living entity is a little Ishvara, he's a controller. We have all the qualities of Krishna, but in minute quantity. Okay? And so we are also little Ishvaras. So we have, if he likes, Prabhupada is saying, Srila Prabhupada is saying, he can change his body to a higher grade, like associating with the Mahatma. Or he can change, move to a lower class, like Ajamil did, you know. So minute independence is there. If he is in Krishna consciousness, he will be transferred to Krishna Loka, the spiritual world, and will associate with Krishna. So this is what we are all doing in Krishna conscious movement. This is called ISKCON. ISKCON is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's what our society means, yeah? It's Krishna consciousness. Okay. Now, how do you get this body? Does anybody know? Again, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.31.1. Karmana deva netrena jantu deha papatyate striya pravista udaram pumshoreta kanashraya. So here the personality of God, it says, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord, and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. So it's stated in the last chapter, in the previous chapter, after suffering different kinds of hellish conditions, a man comes again to the human form of life. So we've already got this human form of life, we should make use of it. Otherwise, we'll go to the hellish planets like the Yamadutas come to snatch Ajamil's soul and then put him into hellish planet. And then he has to suffer all that. At the end of all that suffering, you get the human form of life. Yeah? That's why I mentioned 8.4 million species of life. You have to go through all that. So, in order to get a human form of life. But why do that? We've already got it. Use it. Yes? That's the point. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, yeah, that is okay. Supreme Lord, Super Soul is always present with the individual soul. Now, this is another thing you should learn. You and I, we all got two souls. One is Super Soul and Soul in our body. One is always witnessing what you are doing. So if you do good things, he knows that. If you do bad things, he knows that. So we should be aware of that. So, you know, this is what... So that's it. As I said, the 12 Mahajans are Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, Kumaras, the four Kumaras we missed out, Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Sukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. Okay. Now this I think is very nice. See, from CC Madhya Lila 22.31. Krishna Surya Sama Mahaya Haya Andakar Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikar. So Krishna is just like the sun and Maya is just like darkness. If the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. It's simple, isn't it? When the sun is there, there's no darkness. So if we understand that, we are in the right path. So Krishna gives light and Maya is darkness. So where do you want to go? Krishna's side or Maya's side? There are two choices. So Maharaj used to say this is a junction, you know, it's like a T-junction. You know, you can turn left or you can turn right. Yeah. So if you turn, in our case, let's put right is Krishna and left is, you know, Maya. Yeah. So if you turn right, you'll come towards Krishna. If you turn left, you go towards Maya. Choice is ours. We have this minute independence. So it's up to us what we want to do. So I think I'll leave 5 minutes for question time. If that is okay. And forgive me if I made any mistakes. And well, we're ready for questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I just had a question. I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but it's like Prabhupada says in the purport, one should approach a mahat.
Srila
Prabhupada mentions in the purport that one should approach a mahat. So to get good association, to be in the mode of goodness, to elevate the consciousness. But how do we know at our level if one is a mahat?
You know, very
especially
good question.
Considering sometimes devotees, they look just like normal people. You know?
Absolutely. Very good indeed. Very good indeed. So we have a process in the Hare Krishna movement. You start associating with ordinary devotees, so-called ordinary devotees, yes. But they are also, learned in ISKCON, in Krishna consciousness. So whatever, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually said very nicely, whatever you know, you tell others, you know. So if you know just ABCD, just tell them about ABCD. So a younger devotee will tell you, okay, what we do is, we offer food and then we have prasad. Well, what is that? Then you can ask this question, why do you offer food? So, different levels of devotees will be able to answer different questions. So slowly and surely you will come to realize that there is a stage called, you want to take devotional service seriously. Then you will be told to do this spiritual guru and disciple course. That is at an advanced stage. Then you can learn how to find a spiritual master who is advanced. Your question relating to how do you know when a person is Mahatma? Usually in our ISKCON movement, we have sannyasis, GBCs, we have senior devotees. How do we know they are Mahatma? Because they know the literature, they know how to behave, they know, I've been actually associating for the last 10 years different Maharajis, different senior devotees, not citizens, but they are citizens of the spiritual world, actually, let's put it that way. So, I'm lucky that I'm associating with them, and by associating with them, you actually see them in practice. Put all this in practice. They are 24/7 engaged in devotional service. 24/7. It's not like me. I'm just engaged 1 or 2 hours, or I come here, do aarti or Rajbhog. I'll be doing Rajbhog soon today, and our head puja is inside the altar. He's actually given me a chance to do the aarti today. So I'm engaged today. I'm giving a class. I'm going to do some cooking. After that, I'm going to do aarti. Only by the mercy of a devotee and guru. Okay? So, does it answer your question? Slowly we progress. And how do you progress? By asking questions. This is the main thing. You have to ask questions. Yes? If you ask questions, somebody will answer. Generally, people who can't answer the question, they will refer you to somebody senior who will be able to answer the question. And there are three forms of finding out, has he given the right answer? Do you know what those are? Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. See? Three. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So you can check out what is going on. Your question?
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. Question is, sometimes it may come that we have a question and we feel like, If I can answer my own question, we feel like sometimes, in the end of a class, you have a question about, the life forms. And we have an opportunity to ask that question, but instead we feel like, why waste the speaker's time? I can just look at Srila Prabhupada's books and I'll get the answer myself. So I wanted to understand, is that a good attitude or a bad attitude?
In a medical school, for example, you go through the books nicely, I know how to do the operation. You read about it, yeah? That I have to do this with this spatula and then with this I have to do that. Then I have to, do this and do that. Will that help you? or will a consultant who takes you to the surgery with an animal or something and say, this is the heart, this is how we do this, this is how we take this out. Which is better, a practical class or just reading? What do you think? Yeah, practicing. So this is the why here this is an opportunity for you to ask. Not only will you benefit, but everyone else will benefit from the question and answer, those present here and those present on the media. So this news goes everywhere. This is fantastic. Social media is fantastic if it's used for the right purpose. So do ask questions, because many people may not know the answer. And that's what I would do. I would be practical and just go for it. You know, if it's a bad question, they'll say, oh, this is not relevant, we'll talk after class. Something like that. Does it make sense?
Yes, and just further to that question, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, tadvidhi paripatena pariprashnana. Yeah. So I wanted to know, if you don't ask questions to your spiritual master, people sometimes don't get a chance to ask questions to their spiritual master. Is that, you know, they have the service, they do service for the spiritual master, preaching, they are submissive, but they may not have a chance to ask questions. So is that an impediment in their devotional service to have that kind of interaction with their spiritual master?
In ISKCON, there are different levels of devotees. So if spiritual master is busy, which they always are, they may not be able to answer all the emails. There is always a lineage of higher authorities. So, you know, we have present here a very senior devotee. So if your spiritual master is busy, you ask senior devotees. 99% your answers, questions will be answered. Obviously, for example, I write to His Holiness Jayadutta Swami Maharaj with anything, within a day maximum, okay? Usually it's within an hour, but within a day maximum, I'll get a reply. But only because he knows that, you know, I'm trying to ask him a sincere question, and then he can answer me straight away. So I know my direction, where to go. But I don't disturb Maharaj every day. Some disciples want their association that I must talk to Maharaj every day. So that is not a good idea. You should ask. But I say submissively, that's number one. Number two, look at the situation of what he has. So when you look at Maharaj and he's doing writing 3 books and this and that and his schedule of, you know, when you are close, you can see exactly what they're doing. Srila Prabhupada's disciples were very close to Prabhupada, and they knew that Prabhupada is moving from this country to that country, that, and he hasn't got time for us. But his instructions are very important. Just follow his instructions. Purijan Prabhu, His Grace Purijan Prabhu, didn't like going to Japan. He said, no, I'm fine here. No, you go to Japan. So instruction is more important. Yeah, he sent people here and there, everywhere. You can comment afterwards. He's, you know, so we listen to the instructions. That's more important. If you have questions, ask senior devotees, and you'll get a quicker answer than Maharaj. But if you have a specific question, even the senior devotees, they've got this, you know, before, I don't know whether, I used to watch James Bond, I'll be honest. So there used to be a red telephone. That red telephone was only for the President of the United States and a Russian president. Yeah, it's just one line, red, you know, red phone. So if there's a nuclear war or whatever, you know, only they have to decide. That's it. Yeah. So similarly, you have senior devotees have this line, you know, with spiritual masters. So here we had a very great example, Shruti Dhamma Prabhu. Everyone around the world respected him. You want to go to Mayapur? He's got a contact with Purushottam Maharaj. He's Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. He's got a contact. I asked Parama Karuna Prabhu, he's coming to Mayapur. Please look after him. One word from Shri Dhamma Prabhu. On the other hand, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj will send a taxi to Calcutta. Parama Karuna Prabhu is coming. You know, so one word from a very senior authority goes a long way. I'm telling you, it's a fact. He just phones. Yes, sir. Any burning questions this side? Anything this side? Because breakfast will be getting cold. That's what I'm worried about. Oh, sorry, here, question. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. Let me ask the question first, then maybe. Yeah. Are you in the group? Oh, okay.
Hi, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhu. Thank you for the class. I am in the group, but I have been coming since I've been a kid, but I've been coming a lot over the last few months, but to share some experience.
Keep it near your mouth. No?
Okay. It's been a powerful course. If anyone's thinking about it, that may be watching, I would highly recommend them to try it. From the morning aartis, the darshans, the associations, the powerful classes and philosophy, like this class. Yesterday we got to go visit Soho House Temple. I haven't had the privilege of visiting before, but we didn't just visit, we got to do service. We also got to help and serve the homeless, so everyone's hearts and souls were warmed up. So it's just been an experience. We've learned instruments, so kirtans, prasad, a lot of prasad. So yeah, it's been a very powerful experience. The question was, it was about the species of life. Would you be able to clarify the numbers again on the different species? And also just explain a little bit about the 400,000 humans. Because I've heard some, but I've never really had an explanation about this.
Okay. I can repeat it for your information. Yeah. Let's just go back. Okay. Sorry. Disappeared. Sorry. Anyway, it disappeared. You can see me afterwards. I'll get it for you, okay? Yeah. But the second part of the question, what was it?
The 400,000.
Yes.
Humans.
Okay, that I can't answer, but I've actually seen His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. He's going to different villages in Mayapur, in and around Mayapur. And he describes that there are so many different types of people, humans. But some of them, they only eat meat, flesh, human flesh. They have no idea that there is a higher level. So this 400,000 species of human life, yeah? I've personally witnessed Maasai. Maasai. They are a group of human beings. And I went to actually see their school and they were very happy that I did kirtan with the school children. You know? First, I played games, you know, with them in Africa, in the jungle. They've got their own primary school, Maasai people. Maasai people, they kill cows and they drink the blood of the cow. That's how they live. And they eat meat. They don't know anything better. So that's one class of people I know physically, you know, from 400,000. They are lowest. They eat cow, drink blood, Have you seen anybody drink blood of an animal? But they do. Anyway, so there is one-on-one class of human beings. But the children in that school, after just a simple game, you know, I made the children run from here to there, yeah, in a group. And I said, I'll count how many seconds. And they all loved it, going from this place to that place. But because they gained my confidence, yeah, soon after, I told them to go around in circles behind me and just sing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So they all followed me. They were all doing kirtan. The teachers were also engaged in kirtan. They were all happy. Then we gave them Bhagavad Gita and Chant and Be Happy, you know, different books. So there's a little Masai Mara group I sort of cultivated. Now I don't know how far they have gone, but this is about 10 years ago. But the class of human beings, they're very low class. But we have to educate. We have to go everywhere and educate people. Then to come up. Because they're in a mode of ignorance, total ignorance. Yeah? There's mode of ignorance, there's mode of passion, mode of goodness. And do you know what mode we are in Krishna consciousness? Does anybody have any idea? We don't belong to these three modes. When we do transcendental activities, yeah, it is above the three modes. I have given this example before. You know this road traffic, in the road, there's traffic lights. There's red, then amber, and green. That only applies to the car drivers. Does it apply to the pilot in the plane? You tell me. No. Yes, it's transcendental. Yeah, it doesn't apply. So these three modes do not apply to ISKCON devotees generally. Okay? They are transcendental. That's why it's beauty. This Krishna consciousness is very nice. Very nice. Okay? Does that help? How are you finding the course, everyone, so far? Oh, today's your last day, is it? 2 more days. Wow. You're lucky. He wants to share some view. What was your name? Roshan. Wow. Ritik Roshan, I think it is. Oh, yeah. He's my son's favorite actor.
Ritik Roshan. Hare Krishna, thank you. Actually, I didn't attend for most of it. But what I did here, looking at the verse right now, it looks very nice. I think the experience was very something different, because you get association with deities as well, regularly. You get to see them in the morning up until the night before they go to sleep as well. I had a question regarding the modes. So for the devotees, the transcendental mode is there. But I also read in some of the purports that it's recommended that if you're even not a devotee, you get to the mode of goodness.
Yes.
And out of the mode of ignorance and out of the mode of passion. So I had a question about the mode of ignorance. So in some verse of the Gita, it says that the mode of ignorance is darkness is a quality of that. And in darkness, you can't see anything, so you can't recognize anything. And then sattva, the mode of goodness, is called the mode of light, where you can see everything, and prakasha. So would you say that the mode of ignorance is just an absence of the mode of goodness, and it's not actually a mode in itself? So the right antidote to the mode of ignorance is the mode of goodness. Would you say that? Or is it
I said earlier in the class, sun is light.
Right.
You know that. And it dissipates the darkness. Darkness is compared to ignorance. So where there is light, where there is knowledge, ignorance is destroyed.
One of the things about mode of ignorance is that you commit a lot of sinful activities.
Yes.
So is the antidote to that to commit good activities, or is the antidote to that to stop the sinful activities? If a person is committing a lot of sin, should they commit do more punya, or should they stop the papa?
Okay. This is a very good question. Very good question. What happens is that, you know, when you do something sinful, right, like the Christians, you know, what they do is they say, you know, he's a married man, but he's had an affair with somebody, right? So he goes to the church on a Saturday. It's said in Prabhupada's purpose, you know. He goes on a Saturday to the church and he says to the priest, I've committed sin. Okay? And then he says, okay, I've committed sin. Please, you know, tell me what I should do to repent. Yeah? So he says, don't do this again or this and that. Yeah? But the person will go away. He will feel satisfied that the priest has told him, don't do it. But then it's like a weed. You know, in a garden, there's a weed. So the weed will grow. And same thing here. He will say no, but after a month, after 2 months, 3 months, whatever, he'll do it again. And then he'll come again to the church. And that is compared to an elephant having a bath. Do you know how an elephant has a bath? He goes into this lake. Yeah, and then he washes himself nicely. So he's clean. But what does he do afterwards? He goes on the land, and then the sand or whatever, he just sprays again on his... So he's dirty again. So this thing, what I just described, that he goes to this church, and then he says, oh, I'm sinned, he'll carry on doing that. What we need is His Holiness... Kiriyat Swami explains so nicely, you know, watering the seed. It's in his book. But anyway, the point is, when you just started devotional service, or I've also started, I'm a beginner, but, you know, our devotional kripa, it's called, you know, the plant, is in order to it to grow, we have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is our watering of this seed. But when you water the seed by chanting, because the water also feeds the weeds also grow alongside your devotion service. The weeds are compared to your anathas, you know, you want to do this bad thing. Yeah? The only way to remove the weeds is by a qualified gardener. You know, a gardener knows how to get rid of the weeds. So in our case, the qualified gardener is actually a spiritual master. So you have to approach somebody who will remove the weed totally so it doesn't grow. Yes, that helps. Yeah, because we have to remove completely. We have to pull it out. And the only person who can do that is senior devotees and sannyasis and spiritual masters. Is that okay? Further questions, comments? Prabhuji, aap thoda bolo. Just correct me.
You gave very good class, well prepared and to the point, especially you have explained very nicely this thing. But as this boy, what is your name? Hari.
Nice
name. Your name is so good. So his question is concerned that, yes, and you have suggested very nicely, unless you remove the weed from the root, it will keep growing. So the most important factor you gave is chanting. But the chanting without any offenses, because just murmuring, that is not chanting, serious chanting. If you really chant seriously, then these weeds will go away automatically, like water on the floor. When they get the sunlight, they just wash away automatically. The same way, if you chant seriously, then these roots will dry, automatically go away. And also, the gardeners, it is not only the point he mentioned, that no spiritual master or sannyasi. In Krishna conscious devotional service, everybody is master for you. And even in any human being you meet, you can learn, when you are prepared to learn, you can learn from anybody. Everybody is your teacher. But be prepared, you have to create a mood of learning. So that is the point. And when you say guru, guru is never a singular. There is no one guru. Gurun Vaishnavacha. There are so many, unlimited guru or unlimited Vaishnava. Of course, there is Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada. if you read his books, like he was telling that, why should I ask question? Better to read the books. There is, of course, there is solution. There is no question on the earth planet which you don't get solution in the Prabhupada's book. If you read, if you are a sincere reader of Prabhupada's book, there will be no question at all exist. That is also one very great way of. But the most important is that sincere chanting. If you chant, if you have done a sin, sincerely chant will see you transform. Sincere chanting. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, it was good class.
I just wanted to add one more thing. You know, Ajamil, when he was young, he was a good Brahmin. Yeah, very educated Brahmin, etc. He was actually worshipping Narayan Shila. When he was young, 5-year-old, he was worshipping a Shila, Narayan Shila. So he remembered that at the time of death. Before he was chanting his son's name, Narayan, but then when the Vishnudas came, he saw the other, Yamadutas being moved by the Vishnudas. Yeah? So he realized that, oh, this is Narayan form, you know. So he remembered his Narayan Shila. And then he forgot all about the material things, you know, the prostitute and all that. And then he actually was guided by Vishnudutas, go to Haridwar and carry on this devotional service to Krishna, which he did in Haridwar. And then this Vishnudutas again come for Vishnudutas, a nice bride, and then he takes him on a special plane back to Vaikuntha. This is how merciful they are, you know. Vishnudas. But very nice picture, you know, 4 Vishnudas come and pick him up and take him to Vaikuntha. So we should start practicing some devotional service. Maybe it will help us at the end of life. But if you do it continuously, you are guaranteed. This is by Srila Prabhupada's guarantee. You know, like you buy some nice video machine or whatever, I don't know, mic, but you get a guarantee. Srila Prabhupada is guaranteeing that if you follow the system, follow the process, you avoid 4 regulatory principles and you chant 16 rounds, those are 2 qualifications, and he guarantees you'll get a human form of life and maybe go to Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.